April Fool's Day. Amusement by deception. But suppose God were to play an April Fool's on us, saying, "You really trusted that I was going to work a mess like that for good? April Fool's." Or, "You really believe that all your sins could be forgiven by grace? April Fool's." Even if it only happened one day a year, it would not be amusing. But listen to what the Lord says through Balaam in Numbers 23, verses 19 to 21. "God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He has not observed iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them." This king assures us there is no amusement by deception when he says, "He has not observed iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen wickedness in Israel." You know, of course, experience tells us that if something seems too good to be true, it probably isn't true. And when somebody protests, "Well, I wouldn't play an April Fool's on you," they probably are. God has not observed iniquity in Jacob is certainly too good to be true. Plow through the sordid history of Israel, and how can it possibly be said that God had not seen wickedness in Israel? Is this not the same God who just a few chapters earlier said, "All these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have not obeyed my voice but put me to the test these 10 times, they will not see the land that I promised their fathers. Those who rejected me will not see it." Plow through your own sordid history. This king knows every thought of our minds, every imagination of our hearts. He knows how many times we have not obeyed his voice, but put him to the test. He further declares, "All have sinned. If anyone says that he has not sinned, he is a liar and the truth is not in him." So, any divine declaration, "I have not seen wickedness in you," must be an April Fool's. No, it's not. For verse 21 continues, "The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of the king is among them." This king is the one who was wounded for our transgressions, so that by his stripes we are healed. Jeremiah 23 tells us that he is the Lord, our righteousness. Our wickedness is his. His righteousness is ours. This is no April Fool's. The spear was thrust into his side with very real blood and water pouring out to divinely remove all the guilt of all your sin. This is no April Fool's. He is arisen for your justification. Because this king is in the midst of you, God sees no wickedness in you. Unfortunately, many people build their lives on an April Fool's. They put their trust in April Fool's. Lost, the television show, it's said has become a cultural phenomenon and regularly explores spiritual and ethical concepts that are an April Fool's. The island brought them there and has a purpose that requires commitment and human sacrifice. Or again, the solution to guilt is to face our own past, eliminate our own demons, and make a new life for ourselves. Moreover, Lost is continually asking the question, whom or what should we put our trust in? Jack or Locke? The island or your instincts? Benjamin Linus or Charles Whitmore? And yet, none of them can give freedom, forgiveness, or a future. And so it remains lost in its own April Fool's, because the king is not in the midst of them. Plow through the sordid history of the cast of Lost, of Israel in the wilderness, of yourself, and then listen to those amazing words. The Lord has not observed iniquity in you, nor has he seen wickedness in his people. This is not amusement by deception. It is no cosmic April Fool's. For the Lord proved with Israel, he proved with the resurrection of Christ, he proves with his word that never fails, that God is not a man that he should lie. Build your life on him. Trust his merciful providence. Believe in his blood and righteousness, the blood and righteousness of this gracious king, and you will never be lost. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Conclude with hymn 200, stanzas 4 and 5.